And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
My days in this office are nearly through, but my days of service, I hope, are not. In the years ahead, I will never hold a position higher or a covenant more sacred than that of President of the United States. But there is no title I will wear more proudly than that of citizens. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a statement by the President. Today, I signed a consent order in the lawsuit brought by the Arkansas Committee on Professional Conduct, which brings to an end that proceeding. I have accepted a 5-year suspension of my law license, agreed to pay a $25,000 fine to cover counsel fees, and acknowledged a violation of one of the Arkansas model rules of professional conduct because of testimony in my Paula Jones case deposition.
I trust that the decision made today meets the expectations of the American people, who deserve a resolution that acknowledges the President's conduct, respects America's institutions, and demonstrates sensitivity to our constitutional system of government.
If I am fortunate enough to be confirmed by the United States Senate and to become the next United States Attorney General, I pledge to you that strict enforcement of the rule of law will be the cornerstone of justice.
Actions speak louder than words, and based on his repeated actions over many years, it's clear that Senator Ashcroft's heart is not in some of the most important of the nation's laws.
I am a compassionate conservative and a passionate conservationist. If confirmed as Secretary of the Interior, I intend to make the conservation of America's natural resources my top priority.
For over 20 years, she has consistently championed the interests of individuals as opposed to the public interest in many of the issues that come before this committee and before the Office of the Secretary of Interior. She's championed the rights of states as opposed to the federal government and the interests of economic development rather than environmental protection.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.